Our profile this month is Evan Spiegel, the 27-year-old founder of Snapchat. As our reporter discovers, opinions are divided about the Stanford University graduate. Is Evan Spiegel a genius or an idiot? We examine the evidence.
He's a genius. Spiegel is a genius. How else can you describe America's youngest billionaire? Like several other big names in tech, Spiegel studied at Stanford University in Silicon Valley, but he wasn't a techie. He was known at the university as a big party organizer and DJ, a very different creature to the nerdy Stanford stereotype. As a design student, his real gift was in understanding what is and isn't cool. It was this talent that convinced him that teenagers needed a different kind of social network to Facebook, one that was young, fun, and fast-changing. Less than a year after Snapchat launched in early 2012, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg was desperate to buy it, offering first $60 million, then $3 billion. The 22-year-old Spiegel refused, which, you have to admit, is pretty cool.
He's an idiot. Although he never conformed to the Silicon Valley stereotype, Spiegel did fit another American cliché, the arrogant frat boy. He organized the parties at Kappa Sigma, a fraternity at Stanford University. The emails he wrote then show him as boorish and misogynistic, making crude, insulting sexual references. "I have no excuse, I'm sorry," he said when these mails emerged. "They in no way reflect who I am today or my views towards women." His wife, model Miranda Kerr, may believe that, but many others don't. Snapchat caused outrage this year with an ad for a new game that asked users whether they'd rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown. Not so cool. Rihanna called for people to delete Snapchat, causing the company's share price to drop 5%, wiping $150 million off Spiegel's personal fortune.
Even so, he's still a genius. From the start, Spiegel snubbed Silicon Valley, setting up in the far cooler milieu of Venice Beach in Los Angeles. He was determined his app would be nothing like Facebook, starting with its core design and the way users swiped the screen in different directions to navigate. Just as the late Steve Jobs did with Apple, Spiegel brought a sense of creativity to his company, inspiring strong loyalty from users. Ever since his offer to buy Snapchat was refused, Mark Zuckerberg has been on a mission to destroy the company by plagiarizing every innovation Spiegel comes up with. Indeed, so many Snapchat ideas have been copied by Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook now owns, that there is a running joke in Silicon Valley that Spiegel is Zuckerberg's head of research and development.
No, but seriously, he's an idiot. Spiegel can hardly accuse Zuckerberg of stealing ideas when the idea for Snapchat wasn't his in the first place. Reggie Brown, one of Spiegel's brothers in the Kappa Sigma fraternity, had the idea, but he was later forced out of the company by Spiegel and Bobby Murphy, the student who wrote the code. In fact, the more time goes by, the more it looks like Spiegel's refusal of Zuckerberg's offer was a mistake. Ever since Snapchat went public in 2017, its share price has been in decline. It lost $3.5 billion last year. Panicked, Spiegel introduced a total redesign of the app earlier this year that users hated. Large numbers of them have since followed the example of top celebrity user Kylie Jenner in defecting to Instagram. Unless he finds some way of turning the situation around soon, it looks like Spiegel's arrogance may lead to a very public humiliation.